You probably know by now that here in the clubhouse, we have a quest each and every month. A quest is a very fun thing to do. A thing to bake with your folks, a thing to make with a friend. Sometimes it's a thing to record so you can possibly make it onto a real Paws and Tails episode. I have it by good authority that the kids that have the most fun go to the clubhouse every month to find out what the newest quest is. And you can do that too. Just log on to pawsandtails.org and head on into the clubhouse for the latest quests and a ginormous ton of other fun stuff, too. That's pawsandtails.org. I will see you in Wildwood.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. Adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. The new library is just about done, at least on the outside. Inside, workers are rushing around doing their best to have everything in place for the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Right now, the club is swinging by CJ's house on the way to school. They're about to find out that the new library is only one of the changes been going on in town.
Hey, guys.
Well, look at you.
What?
Well, look at you, CJ Brown. You have a brand new outfit.
It's not an outfit. It's just some new clothes.
Well, let's just take a look here. New coat, new pants.
Cut it out.
New shirt and new shoes. Huh, I'd say that qualifies as a new outfit.
And a pretty fancy outfit, too.
Can we go to school now?
That outfit must have cost a fortune.
I don't know. You guys gonna go to the ribbon-cutting ceremony?
Of course we are! Well, I can't wait. I've never been to a party for a brand new something before.
Well, I was thinking that...
except for when Willie was born. I guess that counts as a new something.
I was going to say that
Well, for that matter, I suppose that will be true for all my brothers and sisters. I guess we had a brand new something parties for all of them when they were born.
As I was saying...
And then there was the Ned's new house party, don't you remember? That was a humdinger.
Now I forgot what I was gonna say. But I think I'm more bothered that you actually said humdinger.
So, what's the special occasion? Why the new clothes?
I don't know. No reason, I guess.
Maybe that your dad is only the head lawyer for Mr. Rockler now. You guys must be raking in the dough.
Yeah, I'll bet you guys will be buying a car soon. Maybe even a limousine.
Ned, knock it off.
Anyway, fishing this afternoon?
Yeah, fishing!
Oh, okay.
Absolutely fishing.
I can't.
What?
Why?
I'm helping with the ribbon cutting thing for the library.
Why would you help?
Like, why would anyone want my help?
I didn't mean that.
Because I'm a helping sort of guy. I'm a helper.
And prompt.
Yes, very prompt.
Oh, brother.
And responsible.
And a snappy dresser.
You're not helping.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, Mr. Rockler asked me to help.
He did not.
Mr. Rockler himself?
Yeah.
Wow, CJ.
Yeah, wow.
Well, maybe we can fish tomorrow.
Why don't you just ask Mr. Rockler if you can go fishing tomorrow?
I can't go fishing. I'm helping every day till the ceremony.
That's just great.
Every day? Well, what are you going to be doing?
All kinds of stuff. Decorating, organizing, setting up. As soon as it's over, though, things will be back to normal. Really.
Well, things started off rough and just got rougher every day. CJ was so busy with the library's ribbon-cutting ceremony that he didn't have any time to be with the club at all. So they just gathered at the river for some fishing and some talking. They were pretty steamed up at CJ and all the attention that he was getting around town. Then they got downright offended when they realized that even Tiffany was starting to treat CJ differently. She was treating him nice.
Well,
I don't like him. Tiffany likes him now. He's changing, and he's doing it right before our eyes.
Well, I don't think he's changing, really. He's just getting stuff.
Like new outfits?
Like new friends.
Like personal attention from Mr. Rockler. Ooh, I'm so mad, I'm...
You're what?
Oh, no! I can't think of the word. That doesn't happen to me. I'm so mad, I'm not thinking forward. Right, not just straight. This is distressing.
But outfits and new friends and special attention aren't bad things. CJ's just being sort of blessed.
Blessed right into a new socioeconomic category?
What? What?
I heard it somewhere.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but that doesn't mean it isn't true. Did I just say that? I'm kind of calmed down.
Makes sense to me.
Oh, no. Now I'm making sense to Goose. What's wrong with me?
It seems to me like you all are just mad that he's getting stuff and getting popular. And you're just kind of, well, jealous.
We
That's
are not,
not true.
Oh, did you hear that? Did I really just say nuh-uh? My mind is turning to mush.
Hey, guys.
Hey, CJ Brown. You coming fishing?
Yes, I am. We got done early today, and man, I'm pooped. How are they biting?
Good.
Not bad.
Oh, looky there. Another new outfit.
Well, what's wrong with you guys?
They're a little put out with you for being gone so much.
Are they?
Careful. You might scare the fish away with your new outfit.
Good grief. I'm sorry about being gone so much, but I can't help it. And it's almost over anyway. Okay, I got an idea. Behind the new library is a new place. You can go in and play chess, or sit in big leather chairs, and read by a big fireplace, and talk and stuff. My dad took me in there yesterday.
Goody for you.
Why don't we go?
Us? Now?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I like chess. I like chess by a big fireplace even better. I just said a whole sentence without making a mistake. I'm not mad now, and I'm talking normal again.
But it's hot outside. Why would there be a fire in the fireplace?
Who cares?
I like big leather chairs.
Really? We can go?
It's a part of the library. Anyone can go. Come on.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, let's go.
Come on. Here it is.
I don't know, CJ. This looks pretty nice.
It is nice. Come on.
I'm gonna go play chess by the fire. Okay, who wants to get beat first?
They have a restaurant in there, too.
Ooh, a restaurant?
Maybe we could get some sandwiches.
Oh, sandwiches would be good.
That would be good.
All right, everybody, go on in.
Wow. Look at this place.
Wow. Really? Wow.
Can I help you?
Sure. I want to play chess by the big... Ah, look at the size of that fireplace. Look at the size of those chess pieces. Oh, I like it here.
I want to...
She'd like to sit in the big leather chair.
Lovely. Are you members of the President's Club?
The President's Club?
This is a private club?
No, I guess we're not really members, but...
I'm afraid that only members are allowed... Mr. Brown. Well, good afternoon. I didn't see you there.
Me? Oh, I'm Mr. Brown, aren't I?
Huh, we can't get in. We're not members of the President's Club.
Well, how do you become a member?
There is an annual fee.
Okay, how much?
$1,000.
What? $1,000?
Might as well be a kabillion. Oh, I'm doing it again. Kabillion? Where did that come from?
Who would have that kind of money?
But since you are all guests of Mr. Brown, I would be happy to welcome you to the President's Club.
Mr. Brown? CJ?
Me? I'm a member?
The Brown family are all members.
You're a member of the President's Club?
I had no idea.
If it weren't for CJ, they wouldn't let us in.
Forget it. I'm going fishing.
Guys, that's not right.
I hope you enjoy your new club, the Toodaloo. Oh, I was trying to sting him with sarcasm, and I come up with Toodaloo.
Can I have a sandwich to go?
Hi, I'm Haley from Georgia. One of the many reasons I love Paws and Tails is Ned the Beaver. He just cracks me up.
So are you, Joelle. I'm Tiffany's agent.
Really? I didn't know.
When she gets here, she needs the script.
Sure, right here.
And a spray of geraniums.
Excuse me?
Greetings, support staff. I'm ready to go. Is tape rolling? Good. Is this the script? I may ad-lib a bit. I am Tiffany Rockler from Wildwood. I have come to encourage you all to get a copy of the very first Paws and Tails book ever, The Overcomers. How was that?
Oh, so inspiring, Miss Tiffany.
Just stick to the script, please.
The Overcomers is a wonderful continuation of the grand story of Paws and Tails. This is better. A continuation of the original story arc. How's that?
Oh, I have chills, goosebumps.
I don't know. Story arc is too technical. Please stick to the script.
To get a copy of your own, just log on to pawsandtails.org. You are going to love all the adventure, the fun, and the great teaching that Paws and Tails is famous for. Wait. Manny, where are my geraniums?
Oh, no.
There are supposed to be geraniums in here.
Oh, no, do something, do something.
Stopping tape.
CJ was so confused, he didn't know what side was up. He hadn't been mean to anyone. He hadn't done anything wrong. And still, the club was furious with him. So there he sat in the study of the President's Club, talking it over with, of all people, Tiffany Rockler.
I don't get it.
I know. People, normal people, think that it's easy to be well off.
I'm well off?
Look around, CJ. You're different now. Your father has become an important man in this town. That makes you part of a different group. A special group. You'll have privileges and opportunities that you've never had before. You don't have to be like you were before.
What before? Tiffany, I'm the same as I've always been.
You can be very slow sometimes. Your old friends see it. Why can't you?
What do they see? They're mad at me, and I'm not sure why.
It's because you've moved up and they've not. You're becoming what they want to become, but they know that they never will. That's why they're mad at you. It's the way people are. They'll just have to get used to it.
I can't believe this.
Okay, I'm calling this meeting of the club. Why can't we just come up with a name for this club? Ugh, I'm calling this meeting to order.
What are we gonna do about CJ?
Well, I vote for clogging.
What's clogging?
You want to dance in wooden shoes?
Oh, that's not what I meant.
Oh, that sounds really fun.
I'm so angry, I don't know what I'm saying.
Anyway, CJ is out of control.
Yes, he is. How is he out of control? You guys are not thinking clear.
Overruled. May I have the floor, please?
Oh, brother.
This is a classic struggle between the haves and the have-nots.
Oh, and we're the have-nots.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is the have-nots, those like us, that make this whole world go round.
But the haves own everything.
Correct again. CJ is becoming a have, and we need to rescue him.
Let's just pretend for a moment that you are all not nuts. Besides having more stuff, what's the difference between haves and have-nots?
I don't know. Don't look at me.
I don't know. Ned knows.
What? Well, sure I do. A have-not would never go into a private club.
That's right.
Go on.
A have-not would never miss a club meeting for a fancy-smancy society meeting.
I totally agree. I think. A have-not would never wear clothes that are so fancy that it would make their friends uncomfortable.
Yes, Marcia, good for you.
Thank you.
Nutballs, all of you.
And a have-not would never spend time with Tiffany.
That's right.
That's a good one.
I like it.
Tiffany is in our classroom. We're with her every day.
Oh, yeah. Well...
A have-not would never spend time with Tiffany and enjoy it.
That's it.
Perfect!
This club is only for have-nots. If CJ won't agree to these rules, he's out.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, okay. Do you think he'll agree?
Nutballs as far as I can see. Nothing but nutballs.
So the next day at school, Ned, Stacy, Marcia, and Goose told CJ the way things were gonna be.
So if you're not at our meeting Saturday, then you can consider yourself out of the club.
Even if I'm at the banquet at the President's Club?
Especially if you're at the President's Club.
Come on, you guys. I have to be there. I've got no choice. You know, you're all invited, too.
To the President's Club? Ooh, can I sit in one of those big leather chairs?
How did we get invited? Are we members now?
No, you are not members.
Why ever would they let us in?
Because I asked. I wanted my friends to be a really nice banquet.
Nope, nope, nope. A have-not would never go into a private club. That's one of the new rules.
So you're not gonna come?
No, and you better not be there either, or you will only be a member of the President's Club. We mean it, CJ. This is serious.
Well, tensions were high. It seemed the situation could not get any more complicated. But then it did. It got a bunch more complicated.
I'll get it, Mom. Yes?
Oh, are you Miss Stacy Klimmer?
Yes.
Stacy! Who is it?
I'm not sure.
This is a special delivery from Mr. Rockler. He requested you respond no later than tomorrow afternoon.
Mr. Rockler? Respond to what?
It's all in the envelope. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon.
What would Mr. Rockler send you?
I have no idea. Dear Miss Klimmer, you are cordially invited to be a presenter. What's a presenter?
Well, I have no idea.
At the Wildwood Community Library dedication banquet. I would consider it a personal favor.
A personal favor? Oh, wow! That's big, Stace. That's really big!
If you would prepare a short 3 to 5 minute speech honoring your friend CJ Brown. You've got to be kidding. He wants me to say nice things about CJ.
Wow, that's great! Wow, exciting! Why is he getting honored?
Please accept my invitation to join my daughter Tiffany and I at the head table with CJ and his family. Blah, blah, blah.
It says blah, blah, blah?
No, it doesn't! CJ's being honored for his leadership in the community.
Wow, that's our CJ.
Yeah, if I do this, I'll be going into a private club, for which I could get kicked out of our club. And I'll miss the club meeting, for which I could get kicked out of the club again. To top it all off, I'll be there helping to honor CJ for becoming all rich and popular.
Ugh! Hi, I'm Liam from Colorado. My favorite Paws and Tails character is Ned because he is so smart. Wait till you hear what happens next on today's episode.
Okay, Goose, just read the reviews on the new book. Rolling tape.
Okay, just getting ready now. Okay, this one is from, Willie. I loved reading the book, The Overcomers, even though I'm too young to read.
Goose, is that Willie your little brother?
It might just be.
Where are the real notes from the readers?
They may be in my other backpack at home, but these are good ones too. One reader named Goose, Gazri says, I absolutely loved reading The Overcomers. There are battles and silly things and really important things taught, and it was all really, really fun. I'm reading it to my little brother now, Wallimer, and Wallimer loves it too. Sincerely, Goose. Gazri. The end.
Now just say, you can get your copy of The Overcomers at pawsandtails.org today.
What he said. Stop tape.
Stacy found herself on the proverbial horns of a dilemma. Down deep, she knew that the only thing keeping her from honoring old CJ was her jealous pride. Problem is, she'd gotten sort of used to the feeling of jealousy. Even though it was making her miserable, she just wasn't ready to let it go. So she just wandered around town, trying to come up with reasons to not do this nice thing for her good friend, CJ Brown.
And if you would rather spend his time with Tiffany, then just let him.
Hey, Stacy, how's it going?
Somewhere between rotten and terrible, Courtney. How's your day?
Well, fine, I guess.
Hey there, Stacy.
Hey, Papa Chuck.
Wow, you look like you have a dark cloud following you around. What's the matter?
I got troubles.
Vanilla soda troubles or chocolate malt troubles?
Chocolate malt.
Wow. Let's get over to the pharmacy.
And soon. And he acts like he's too good for all of us all of a sudden.
I don't think CJ would do that.
He's dressing up and getting new stuff.
So you don't like that his dad is getting a new car?
New car? Ned said that they would get one. He thought it was just a joke. See what I mean?
I believe I do. Pretty serious stuff.
Yes, it is.
Well, before we go and confront CJ...
Confront?
Well, yeah. He needs to know how his attitude's affecting everybody.
I suppose.
Okay. Well, let's start a list of the stuff he's doing wrong.
Okay. A list would be good.
All right. What's first?
Well, the first thing is that he won't join us for club stuff anymore.
Really? Why?
Because he's always working on that library thing.
Good. CJ is working very hard on a project for the community that his father has asked him to. Dedication.
Well, that's not...
What's next?
He's spending time with Tiffany.
Wow.
Yeah.
CJ is spending time with people he'd rather not be with in order to get an important job done. Perseverance.
I don't think...
Anything else?
Well, he started dressing up all the time in his new clothes, and it makes us all uncomfortable.
Whoa! CJ's wearing the new clothes his mother bought him and told him to wear. Obeying his mom. Wow, Stace. I think we may need to get Officer Hunt involved here.
Very funny. Just because I can't explain it very well doesn't mean it's not serious.
Stace, it's very serious. But CJ hasn't done anything wrong here. He's been given a lot lately. Money, opportunity. They even want to honor him at the banquet. Some of it he's earned. Some of it God just gave to him. When good things happen to you, you want your friends to be happy with you.
Yeah, but...
The Bible says to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. The weeping part we do pretty well. The rejoicing part is tougher, because we tend to just get jealous and wish the good stuff had happened to us.
You think I'm jealous?
I think you need to decide that for yourself. You only have a little while left to tell Mr. Rockler if you're going to help honor CJ. Best be deciding soon. I better get going. Let me know what you come up with.
Well, Stacy did finally come to the conclusion that she was jealous of CJ, and jealous that he was spending time with Tiffany instead of her. So she wrote a note back to Mr. Rockler.
Mr. Rockler, I'm sorry to tell you that I will not be able to be at the banquet Saturday.
She just could not bring herself to rejoice with CJ, and she wouldn't talk to anyone about it. You see, she knew she was wrong, and, well, she just wanted to be wrong. Saturday morning came, and after doing some digging in the garden, she got all dirty and sweaty, so she decided to head over to the general store for a soda. It was then that she saw Ned, wearing a suit and tie.
Ned Cleaver?
Oh, hi, Stace.
What's all this?
Well, I'm headed over to the ribbon-cutting ceremony. You smell like fertilizer.
I was working in the garden. What's with the fancy suit?
What's with the dirty overalls?
Why are you all dressed up?
I'm helping to honor CJ at the banquet afterwards.
You're what? I thought we agreed. We made new rules.
I know, but I talked it over with Papa Chuck. I was just jealous. CJ didn't do anything wrong. I'm not mad anymore. I just want to go and rejoice with him, you know, like the Bible.
I know, like the Bible says. Papa Chuck told me to.
Why'd he tell you?
They asked me to honor CJ, too.
Really? Well, then we can do it together.
No. I said I wouldn't. I said I wouldn't do it.
No! Did you really?
I'm so mad!
I'm sorry, but those rules we made were really dumb.
No. I'm mad that you got it and did the right thing and I didn't. It's embarrassing.
Oh, well, okay then. You know, we're all invited to the banquet. You could still come.
Yeah?
Yeah. What do you say? There's still time to rejoice with CJ. You wanna?
Okay. Let's be there for him.
Stace?
Yeah?
How about you go wash up and change into something else?
Oh, yeah. I guess I better.
Copy of today's program, CJ Prospers. Just log on to pawsandtails.org. CJ Prospers was written and directed by David Carl. The song, Rejoice With You, was written by Sandy Howell and Mark Edward Lewis. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.